Here are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Bobby Jackson. Manchester United twice threw away a lead on Boxing Day as they were held to a 2-2 draw against Leicester City. Marcus Rashford opened the scoring for the Red Devils when he got on the end of Bruno Fernandes' pass to slide in his 50th top-flight goal before Harvey Barnes hit a fine first-half equaliser. Bruno Fernandes had given United the lead with just over 10 minutes left when he latched on to substitute Edinson Cavani's through ball and finished past Kasper Schmeichel. But it was right at the death that Axel Tuanzebe diverted a close-range effort from Jamie Vardy, who had an otherwise quiet afternoon, into his own net, the 85th minute to be exact, to deny the visitors a record equaling 11th consecutive away win in the Premier League. Moving on and reacting to the draw, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said, "When there's 10 minutes to go and we scored a goal, you think, get on the ball and see the game out. But it wasn't to be. We have to come back so many times from losing positions to win, so we know the feeling from the other side. Marcus Rashford is always lively, he's always there or thereabouts with scoring goals, good finish and he knows he had a couple of other chances, but that is football for you. Victor Lindelof has a back problem and it seems like he's aggravated it today. We had an early kickoff and that gives us a few more hours to prepare for the next game. We knew today was going to be a difficult one, it was close to a win but not close enough." And finally, reports suggest that Juventus are keen to re-sign Paul Pogba from United during the upcoming January window. Pogba's future has once again come under the spotlight following comments from his agent Mino Raiola, insisting that his career at Old Trafford is over. However, Raiola has since admitted that a January move is unlikely, while Pogba has seen his game time increase slightly since those comments. Nonetheless, reports suggest that Juventus are keen to take the World Cup winner back to Turin next month, as they believe competition for his signature will be more fierce in the summer. That's all for now. We'll have more later.